Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
It's August 2022, and that means staff, faculty, students, and family are all gearing up for the beginning of the 2022-2023 school year for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The first day of school, Tuesday, August 16th. Teachers report, Tuesday, August the 9th. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland talks with KSRM about the beginning of school.
I just want to start by thanking all of our staff last year who stepped up and did so much for our community and all of our students, and then also our families and everyone else who, you know, helped weather that storm we had for 2 years and got our kids to school. And I feel like we had a successful year considering everything that was out there. I guess I'll put it out there right now. We are not doing the contact tracing this year or testing of students. We will have home tests available for anybody who'd like those. But we're moving forward this year. We are looking forward to in-person schooling and having our students back. And we're ready to go.
Holland added,
yeah, we are projecting an increase in enrollment. So last year we had increased over the previous trend down, and we're looking at, we're hopeful that increase will occur. There's a lot of housing going up around the peninsula. A lot of people are moving here from other places that maybe wanted to get away from where it was more restrictive or just a change of life. I think people realize after the last 2 years the importance of community, which we have a lot of great community spirit, the importance of being together, and the importance of good schools. And they all go hand in hand. So we're hopeful for that increase.
Tuesday, August 9th, first day for teachers to report. First day of school, Tuesday, August 16th. AAA is reporting that since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has declined 10 cents to $4.11, while Alaska's statewide average for a gallon of regular gasoline is at $5.03. Prices locally are a different story, as residents of the Kenai Peninsula are paying the highest gas price in the state on the road system currently. The average gasoline price across the Kenai Peninsula is $5.48, with regular pricing out at $5.55 a gallon in the Kenai Sultana area. GasBuddy.com reports the regular fuel prices across the Kenai Peninsula show Sunrise Gas in Cooper Landing has regular priced at $4.87 a gallon and $4.89 for regular at the Tesoro in Inilchik. The Speedway in Soldotna has regular at $5.54. The K-Beach Chevron along with the Kenai Chevron is at $5.55 for regular along with the Holiday Station in Kenai. The Speedway in Kenai and the Tesoro in Homer all at the same price. The highest price for regular gasoline on the Kenai Peninsula, according to GasBuddy, is $5.59 for regular at the Chevron insured. Other regions of the state's road system show a different story, as AAA reports that in Anchorage, the average price for regular gasoline at the pump, $5. Averages for regular gasoline in other parts of the state, according to AAA, show $4.79 in the Matsu Borough, $5.10 in Denali, $5.23 in the Valdez-Cordova area, $4.91 in Southeast Fairbanks, $4.83 in the Fairbanks North Star area, and $5.09 in the Yukon-Koyukuk region, all on the state's road system. Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy's head of petroleum analysis, recently told ABC News that gas stations are slowly lowering their gas prices as they try to recapture some of the margins from when prices rose, adding that stations are behind the curve when their costs rise for up to 5 days, as rising prices is difficult if other stations don't adjust theirs. Statewide average for regular gasoline yesterday, $5.05, 2 cents higher than today, $5.14 a week ago, $5.55 a month ago, $3.65 a year ago.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.